Welcome to Machine Learning. Imagery of the Bible. Joseph sold into Egypt. Joseph was son of Jacob and Rachel. He was a visionary youth. Jacob loves Joseph, realizing he is highly favored of the Lord. There seems to be jealousy among the sons of Bila. Bila is the concubine of Sarah. And with the sons of Zelpah, with Joseph. Joseph reported the evil to his father. The jealousy among the brothers increased towards Joseph because of his integrity and his favor by his father. Jacob gave Joseph a coat of many colors as a sign he was the birthright son, the chosen one of Israel. Joseph was the son to whom the priesthood rites of presidency would be given. Joseph would be the savior to the family. Jacob loved Joseph, and his brothers hated him. Joseph was a visionary man and a seer. He had access to the Urim and Thummim also. In a vision, he sees his brothers bowing to him. In Genesis 37:7, "For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright, and behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaves." And he dreamed yet another dream and told his brethren and said, "Behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me." Joseph's brothers were proud and contemptuous about Joseph's dream of presiding over them, and they hated him. Joseph, a prototype of Christ in his reply to his father Israel to his request to join his brothers at Shechem, "Here am I." The brothers saw Joseph approaching and conspired to slay him, saying, "A predator killed him." Reuben argues not to kill Joseph, but cast him in a pit, and there was no water in it. It sounds like the pit was a well. Judah wants profit and convinces his brothers to sell Joseph to the Ishmaelites, relatives from Abraham. Joseph is taken into Egypt for 20 pieces of silver. Christ was sold for 30. Israel wept for the loss of his son and would not be comforted. Israel announced he would weep all the remaining days of his life. Genesis 39. "And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian," meaning the Pharaoh. The Messiah was born a Nazarene and began his ministry to the Jews. The Messiah would be treated as an outsider to the Pharisaical law. The Messiah would not be able to establish his covenant and protection for his people. He would weep the future persecutions and tragedies inflicting his people. However, the Jews will be restored in the last days, and the Messiah will return to save his people. The Jews wanted a Messiah who would save them from their oppressors, the Romans. 200 million soldiers will come up against the two prophets with power like Elijah to call down fire from heaven to cleanse the wicked, with power like Moses to bring plagues and giant hailstones on the troops. 6/7 of the army will be destroyed by the two prophets. The remaining army will manage to kill the two prophets, and their bodies will lay in the streets for 3 days. On the third day, they will be resurrected. The arch tyrant will then move with his army to deliver the death blow and massacre the people of God. They will flee out of the city through the Golden Gate. The Lord will come walking on the air. No weapon will be able to hurt him. His foot will touch the Mount of Olives, and it will cleave in half. The people will pass like their ancestors did through the waters of the Red Sea on dry land. They will escape their enemies. The Messiah will save them from their enemies. Good will have prevailed over evil, and the Messiah will have demonstrated his arm is mighty to save. The oppressor will die. The people will have no reason to fear. The Jews will be restored into the house of Israel. Angels and celestial beings will teach them the Messiah's gospel. That the great work of the millennium will begin for 1,000 years. We are powerless to save ourselves. Only Jesus Christ has the power to save our souls. It is his great work and his glory to save souls. We depend upon the power of Christ to perform miracles in his name. Our faith in Christ makes possible his purposes for those whom mercy is to be extended. The Jews will ask, "What are the prints of the 5 spikes are in the Messiah's hands and feet?" Jesus will tell the Jews, "His wounds were given in the house of his friends. They will then weep as if they had lost their firstborn. Moses understood the Egyptians' cries as the destroying angel took the firstborn of the Egyptians. Jesus' death upon the cross was painful to Heavenly Father. Jesus was the firstborn spiritually, the great I Am. He follows the will of the Father in all things. Jesus supported the great plan of the Father. He taught the plan to his servant, the prophets. They record the great plan in the scripture. Joseph presented himself to the best of his ability to Pharaoh before giving the interpretation of the dream. Joseph prophesied that 7 years of plenty would precede 7 years of famine, Genesis 41:30. And there shall rise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land. Pharaoh gave Joseph leadership authority over a fifth part of Egypt. Joseph began gathering corn and storing it during the years of plenty. Pharaoh realized that Joseph had the spirit of the Lord. The Pharaoh gave Joseph authority over his house. Joseph became second in command over all of Egypt. Joseph was given a wife and bore two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. Genesis 41:45. The Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zephnath-paaneh, and he gave him wife Ashna, the daughter of Potiphar, priest of On. Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. The famine waxed strong, and Joseph sold corn to the Egyptians. All countries came to buy corn. Joseph's brothers came to Egypt to buy corn, but they did not recognize Joseph, the governor. Joseph called his brothers spies through an interpreter. A brother must stay and be bound until Benjamin the youngest returns. Joseph restored their money in the sacks of corn. Reuben offered the lives of his two sons for Benjamin if he does not return. Genesis 42. If ye be true men, let one of your brethren be bound in the house of your prison. Go ye carry corn for the famine of your house. Genesis 43, you shall not see my face except your brother be with you. Judah offered his soul for Benjamin if he does not return Benjamin. Israel said to take presents and offer double money for the corn and allow the brothers to take Benjamin to Egypt. The brothers are invited to dine with Joseph. The brothers fear they will become bondsmen because of the money found in the sacks of corn. Genesis 43:26. And when Joseph came home, they brought him presents which was in their hand in the house and bowed themselves to him to the earth. All the brothers bowed before Joseph as it was prophesied by him. Joseph ate bread with his brothers. The Egyptians were not present because they could not eat bread with the Hebrews. Benjamin was given five times the portion compared to his brothers. Joseph gave his brothers corn, but a silver cup with a seer stone it is placed by servants in Benjamin's bag. And Judah said, what shall we say unto the Lord? What shall we speak, or how shall we clear ourselves? God hath found the iniquity of thy servants. Behold, we are the Lord's servants, both we and also with whom the cup is found. And we said unto the Lord, the lad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die. Now therefore I pray thee, let thy servant abide instead of the lad, a bondsman to my Lord, and let the lad go up to the brethren. Judah, who profited from the sale of his brother Joseph, would claim, we are just men. Joseph's servant had placed the golden cup and the seer stone in the bag of wheat. Joseph then revealed himself to the brothers. Genesis 45:4. And he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Christ will bear his holy arm to the world and reveal himself as Messiah, Savior of all mankind. Christ will reunite with the house of Israel like the bride and bridegroom, a reunion of love and restoration. The Jews in the last day will return to Israel. They will remember the Messiah and desire him. They prepared for the return of the Ark of the Covenant and the rebuilding of the temple. The temple will be built in the pattern described by Ezekiel. The Levites will make an offering of righteousness to the Lord. The holy temple will be a light set on a hill. it will be built in Bethel, which means house of God, where Jacob wrestled an angel like the sumo in Japan. Bethel was consecrated as a land for a temple and holiness to the Lord. The Dome of the Rock Mosque and other holy places in Jerusalem will remain untouched. A pattern of peace will be demonstrated by the Messiah, and men will have free choice to worship according to the dictates of their conscience. The law of God will be read aloud by the Levites again in the holy temple. Zion will begin to grow in the holy city, starting at the temple. The spirit of Elijah and the gathering of Moses will be realized by those in mortality and in the spirit world. The power and sanctification of the Spirit of the Lord will be in abundance among the people of God, the house of Israel. Judah said unto Joseph, "We are men of integrity." Judah did not know Joseph, the governor, was his brother. Joseph was testing his brother's reaction to an unfair situation. The golden cup placed in the grain by the servants of Joseph. Joseph had to fight back the impulse to reveal who he was to his brothers. He wept in silence. The words, "I can change," means everything. Repentance happens immediately. Don't delay the day of your repentance. Joseph, like Nephi and Christ, was like both Nephi and Christ, and he was envied by a brother who was jealous of him for his birthright status. One of his brothers wanted to rule over the family rather than preside and provide in righteousness. Joseph, being sold into Egypt, provided a way to save his family from famine. Christ's mortality and death provided his atonement, providing escape to spiritual famine and physical death. Nephi became the king of the Nephites and presided in righteousness, preventing war and unnecessary bloodshed. Jesus taught men how to endure unjust persecution and overcome the world. The Messiah brought peace during a time of bondage and chaos imposed by the world and Rome. Christ brings us to the Father and provides immortality and eternal life. Joseph restored the family's well-being and brought them into his kingdom, providing refuge and comfort. All three improve upon their situation and circumstances to advance the purpose of Heavenly Father. Jesus is the king of the world, giving stewardship by his father. Pharaoh gave Joseph stewardship over the kingdom of Egypt. Nephi was the first king of the Nephites. All men will bow before Christ. Joseph's brothers bowed before him. He looked to Christ as living water and bread of life. Joseph provided corn or food for price. Likewise, we repent as our price for forgiveness and salvation. We are all being proven to see if we will be valiant. During this time, it seems like the Lord is distant or unfamiliar. When we prove ourselves to be just men, the Lord shows himself. We are proven true. Christ does love us. We can feel his love. This is the spirit of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the children to their fathers and the fathers to their children. Can we give our life interest to do the work of salvation for our ancestors? The Lord will preserve us in hard times so we can return home to the celestial kingdom.